Cheeky Chihuahua Productions presents Iggly Squiggly Wiggly and the Oversized Waffle. Animations, video, and audio. Copyright ownership, Philip Akuri, 2024. Iggly Squiggly Wiggly. A new day has begun. We've been indoors way too long, and we need to get some sun. I thought we might go to Wiggleville Park. It seems like the right thing to do. We can stay there all day and play with your ball. Hurry up and get ready, will you? Oh, Mama Wiggly, I like the park, and I know it's a great place to go. But I'd be more excited, to be honest with you, if we'd get to include Little Poe. They headed off briskly and arrived at the park on foot, yes, a total of three. Just 2 blocks to walk, which went really fast, especially with so much to see. Enjoying the park, the flowers so bright, the grass so green and so soft, they kicked off their shoes and looked surprised when Little Poe had a big cough. He cleared his throat, not 1 second to spare, at what seemed like an alarming pace. They understood why when he stood back up and then spat out a knotted shoelace. The waffle stand looked good, they thought. The hamper now had no appeal. To leave the cheese and crackers that Mama Wiggly had packed, she said, was not a big deal. 3 waffles devoured after standing in queue, Little Poe was engulfed by the size. He nibbled away from one side in a rush. They agreed his approach was real wise. They played with the ball. Mama Wiggly joined in. She ran faster than anyone there. And Little Poe, because his legs were so small, spent most of his time in the air. There were many touchdowns. Little Poe did the most. He had an unfair advantage for sure. When the ball touched his belly, it was already on ground. So naturally, he wanted more. Wazzle arrived for a waffle and frappe. His eyes seemed to bulge at the view. His tummy had expanded by the time he'd finished. His warts were well stretched out on cue. He left in a hurry. He ran rather quickly. He said he had business to do. It was obvious to all that he'd eaten too much and had to go find a loo. 4 o'clock came around, and not 1 second too soon, Mama Wiggly said it was time to leave. The idea was favored by Iggly Squiggly because Little Poe was asleep on his sleeve. Now back at home, all tucked up in bed, feeling happy after such a fun day. 6 eyes closed up tight, no movement in sight, and throughout the night, things stayed that way. Iggly Squiggly and Little Poe enjoyed cheese and crackers for breakfast at 7:20 a.m.